escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Chiefs, baby. 9 o'clock tonight, right?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
9 o'clock game tonight in Seattle.
9 o'clock.
Kind of been told no Mahomes, probably no Kelsey, definitely no Kareem Hunt, no Hollywood Brown. But again, I think we I don't know if I want to call it like a luxury, but like we are at the point where like, yeah, we don't need to see that. What I want to watch is 71, whatever Kingsley's number is.
Yep.
And then I want to watch the rotation of the defensive line. May not see Chris Jones, but you might see Lear and you might see Gelati, see some, you know, some maybe some FAU not getting, you know, pushed around on the field. But I would assume no Jones, no Kelsey, no Karloftis, no McDuffie, maybe no James Cook, maybe James Cook. I don't know. But good to watch like your guy Jaden Hicks tonight.
Kind of see
if he can, you know, field it better.
The bringing stool.
Is he healthy?
Is he going to be there? I don't know. I didn't ask about him.
We'll see how much.
Wasn't in my rundown of going through the list with some people the other day. Didn't ask about bringing stool.
You know what I am going to do? I might look, degenerate, right? Delusional.
Ooh, okay.
Line.
Nope. I'm going to go where the volume is. I'm going to look at what Gardner Minshew's numbers are tonight.
But how much is he going to play, though?
Whole damn first half. You only got three quarterbacks.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Is Oladokun still on the roster? Is he going to get an opportunity?
Yeah, you got to get Bailey Zappe.
Right?
Yeah. He bet the over and interceptions, Dusty. That guy's a big bundle of suck.
Yeah, he is.
But no, I want to look at Gardner Minshew numbers because I feel like he'll play the whole first quarter. I really do believe that. And then Big Bob Tonyan. Gonna have at least
that's a good one too.
Good catches, probably 2.5. Here we are, week 2 preseason. Bob's like, kids grow up, save your money.
Save your money is exactly right. Yeah.
Right?
You don't.
this is the equivalent of me getting DoorDash and putting it on the floor of the trash. Like, just don't do it. Just pass on it.
Yeah.
But you know, to make the game somewhat fun. And then, you know, will there be Rashee Rice on the field? Because here's why maybe he should play. We got the news yesterday. September 30th is when he will be in front of the grandeur and probably figure out what his suspension will be.
Right.
But that won't be until September 30th, which leaves the first four games on the table. Do we all agree that us three, I guess, are on the side of this sucks, this is annoying, I'd rather just get it in, get it out of the way, and be done with it?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to do a suspension, let just be at the beginning of the year and let's go.
I look at it as like, let's say that like one of us says some obscure thing on the air, and Speck pulls us over to the side and goes, hey, you're probably going to get suspended for a week, but it may be now or it may be in a month.
Just do it now.
And you're like, well, I don't want to like wake up one morning and be like, hey, by the way, you're done for a week. Like,
And I also don't want to wake up in the morning if you're going to suspend me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, more importantly.
So let me know.
Show up to the whole show. But no, I mean, it is. Like, I get it. He's going to be there for Brazil. He's going to be there for the home opener. He's going to be there for the Giants. And he's going to be there for the Ravens game
and the Jags game in week 5.
In week 5.
Yeah, and as Florio pointed out this morning, you're taking care of all of your TV partners by having Rashee Rice on the field early. You've got him with the YouTube, you got him with Fox, you got him with CBS, you got him with NBC, and you got him with ABC, ESPN. 5 different networks, 5 games to start the season, and Rashee Rice will be available for all of them. So the Chiefs will quote unquote have their full complement of players for all of the, especially the newest broadcast partner in YouTube, right?
Right.
And they want to make sure that they've got the best product out there available for these television partners to give them the best opportunity to get the best number and rating and all this kind of stuff that, you know, that they want to get. And so that is the conspiracy theory that Mike Florio floated out there on Pro Football Talk. I kind of enjoy that conspiracy theory. I'm not going to lie. That's a pretty good one. But it's not just Mike Florio that's floating conspiracy theories out there. Legitimately, the people that I talk to that are close to this thing have no idea why we're waiting to September 30th. And I think that is a little bit of a, I don't want to say a red flag, but it's something that's pissing people off. Like it would just rip the Band-Aid off. Let us know what's going on. But Rashee Rice is actually going to have his case heard in front of a former judge that now works for the NFL that handles discipline. It's only the second case that she's going to hear. Binkley had told me the only other case she heard was Deshaun Watson. And she originally suspended Deshaun Watson for 6 games. And the NFL came in and said, no, we're suspending him for 11. Like, so that's the other thing with this. The NFL can appeal this decision that she makes as well as the player appealing this decision that she makes. I don't see the NFL really appealing this decision, you know, that she's going to make. If it's a big suspension, I would imagine the team and the player appeal the suspension, obviously. But I'd like to think that maybe she's leaning. I mean, she only gave Deshaun Watson originally 6 games for that.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So if that was only 6 games from her for Deshaun Watson, what are we talking about potentially for Rashee Rice? Now, it's apples, oranges. One doesn't matter with the other. But it sure seems like, based on the one case that she's heard, she was very lenient as opposed to what the NFL did, where they came back and said, oh, no, this is an 11-game suspension. So I don't know what to expect. I don't think the team, quite frankly, knows what to expect right now with Rashee Rice and how long it's going to be and when we're ultimately going to know. But we know right now that he will be playing in the first 5 games of the year on 5 different networks.
Because I think the narrative that he's going to be there for the most important stretch of the season is false. Because if he does get suspended after, like, let's say that they don't appeal it, they're like 4 games, the Chiefs say, okay, that's deserving, and the next 4 games, he misses these 4. Lions,
yeah.
Raiders, Commanders, Bills. That's the next 4. After that, let's say that they do suspend him, and it's 6 games, and the Chiefs say, no, we don't like that. So they can't come to a settlement. They wait a week, so he gets to play the Lions game. Okay, so then they suspend him for four weeks after that, after they deliberate and do all that sort of stuff. Then he misses Raiders, Commanders, Bills, bye week, Broncos.
Yeah, I don't want...
So the narrative that, like, oh, well, at least he's there for the hardest stretch. No. No, it's the fact that he's not getting suspended. Now, again, I've seen on the text line people say, from what I've heard on NFL Live, they could not come to an agreement on the suspension, so he decided to go this route.
Okay.
I don't know the truth of that. I trust the listener that watches and listens and texts in to NFL Live.
Who could not come to an agreement on the suspension?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, what does that mean?
They
like NFL committee and Chiefs. Like, no, we don't think that. Okay, well, this is where we're at. This is where you're at.
But teams have never been involved in having conversations on the suspension. So maybe
it's the messenger.
No. I know. I'm just trying to talk through it. Like, they say that I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I've never ever heard that. Like, they couldn't come to an agreement on a suspension. I've never heard teams, players in the league getting together and deciding a suspension. Usually, it's just levied by the commissioner, and we move on. Maybe the commissioner looked at it and goes, I don't know what to do with this. You go hear this case. Because here's the other thing, and I just thought of this. I'm going to throw this out there. What if Roger Goodell is the guy that rules and gives Rashee Rice a 2-game suspension? What does the rest of the NFL do? Helping the Chiefs again!
Oh, they're going to, it's going to be
right?
A riot.
It would be a riot.
Oh,
so maybe Roger Goodell looked at this and goes, I'm out.
Yeah. And to be fair, I don't think...
We've got this former judge, you do it.
I don't think from that perspective... From the outsiders, unless it's a full year suspension, no one will be satisfied. If you're a Chiefs, like if it's not a full year, they will not be satisfied.
Yeah.
Oh wow, 6 games, cool. Could have killed many people, injured a lot of people, ruined people's lives. Not disagreeing with that. But those people want the ultimate. Whereas, like, you know, your diehard Chiefs fans, they want the minimum. And I'm just someone that wants it right.
But also, like, is it the job's responsibility to punish more than the law? Like, this guy's already given over $1 million in restitution and all this kind of stuff. He's, like, off the field. And like, he's trying to make amends, right? And I think that is ultimately going to help him in front of this judge. Hopefully, they look at all the stuff that Rashee Rice has already done. But is it really up to somebody's job? Like, if the law says, hey, man, this is what we're going to do, it's the law, can your job come and go, oh, we don't agree with the law, we're going to punish you harder, you know?
No, they are not the arbiters of what's morally right or what's legally correct or not. They need to stay completely away from that. That's why this whole situation, that's why the whole suspension process in the NFL is weird and has no rhyme or reason and doesn't make any sense, and no one knows what the hell's going on.
Yeah, because like I said, I texted somebody, September 30th, WTF, and the response back was, I guess they want you guys to talk about it more.
Well, as we will.
They got the rish.
And we kind of joked about that yesterday. I guess they just want us talking about this more. But the point that I'm trying to make is even people that should be in the know are like, hell if we know.
Coming up on the other side, preseason honesty, and Mac takes over with one word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah. 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 They say the dynasty's dead. said that the crowns be cracked. Talking heads run their mouths, but they don't know jack. Stephen A. Coward hard, all that noise on repeat. But we don't flinch, we reload, not retreat. One bad game, now they think we're done. We went 15-2, still second to none. Mahomes got weapons, yeah, the arsenal stack. Rice worthy Hollywood, yeah, the 5 pounds back. Greed and Trey, holding down the line. Rookie left tackle, future so divine. And he's still the maestro, calling every play. 87's last ride, he's going out his way. So keep talking, keep doubting our name. We just light up the scoreboard, rewrite the game.
Give about 40%. Give about a 40% chance.
That's right. 40% chance. Thanks. We'll Sweet. Take that. That's Thanks, actually man. Double the percent chance the top team in the NFL is getting to win a Super Bowl, Stephen A. So
you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
We appreciate that. Shout out to my buddy Joe, who's workshopping this song right now. He brought back the steak, egg, and cheese bagel. He's bringing nice. The newest Chiefs anthem, right? I like it. It's fun. Max dancing back there. Yeah. It is good, man. This is
Give
what we do.
40%
is get older, we start using the Suno app and create songs. And you ask what I'm going to do tomorrow morning? Probably have about 8 songs written about people yes. I know. Yeah,
by yes. 7 a.m.
Yep.
Literally.
Am I a loser? Yeah, maybe.
We need a new Binkley song, too.
I don't know. That one's pretty solid, man.
So good.
You'll have to wait for favorite. A Wednesday to hear that
I
one.
I know, but it's, every Wednesday.
Yeah. That's pretty solid, man. Somebody goes, this is way better than the Colts song. Well, low bar, but yes, much better. Much, yeah,
really
much
good.
Better.
Let us know what you thought of that song. I like the songs that people make. It's fun, right?
Yeah, they are fun.
It because that's when you know you have a winning team. Whenever you try to put together anthems and having fun, and we weren't doing this in 2012. You know, we were playing no. That's Pioli, you know, and stuff like that back then.
The song for the Chiefs would have sounded a little bit different back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so it was a lot different back then. It's for the Royals, too. I mean, you know, teams win, people want to make songs, people get excited, people get hyped about it, and hey, we got preseason game number 2. I know there's not a ton to get hyped about, but I texted my wife earlier. I said, let's watch the rest of The Kingdom tonight, because I think she was 3 nice. Episodes in tomorrow, good. And I think we'll probably end up finishing that, and then 9 o'clock rolls around. I don't know how long I'm going to be around, quite honestly, watching that game, probably until 71 leaves.
Yeah.
Like, that's so my that's bar fair. Now, right? Like, yeah. Preseason games, when 71 goes out, mm-hmm. I'm going out.
So he played 11 snaps, I think it was 11 or 12 in game one. 12 mm-hmm. snaps him in Kingsley. Basically, the whole starting O-line. Is it over under 12 tonight?
Over.
Over 12?
Yeah, because one of those drives was cut short because they scored on, what, 3 plays?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You had that one.
But I don't think it's a massive jump. Like, I think it's 2 series that might be 6 plays one drive and 7 the next, and then it's like, okay.
Yeah, what if you do 2 3-and-out series?
Though? Yeah,
could happen that way. That's why this gambling thing is interesting. Mm-hmm. Were they going to go 3-and-out?
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. Yeah. Simply 2. Good.
I hope it's more than 12.
Yeah.
Those are the 2 guys that really matter right now as right. far as watching tonight, in my opinion. Some of the rookies, really
yeah,
excited.
Yeah, like Norman Lear and yes. you know, Jelani and guys like that.
Noah Williams.
Fun, and,
yeah. yeah, of course. Rashard Smith didn't get a lot of action.
I'd like to see him. I'd like to see more Jalen Royals, you know, and what potentially he could do. You know, but again, a lot of that with the wide receivers and what they can do has a lot to do with what the quarterback can do as well.
100%.
Right? And if the offensive line is meh and the quarterback is Oladokun or what's that guy's name that Binkley loves, Dusty?
Bailey Zappi.
Yeah, if it's him, we are screwed, and you're not going to get a good read on the wide receivers. But you can always get a good read on offensive linemen. I don't know if they're playing against 2s, 3s, 17s. It doesn't matter. You can see whether or not a guy can block. Like, you can see that with the naked eye. You watch the skill position players, and you're like, is that the quarterback's fault? Did he run the – we don't know. But you can tell an offensive lineman when he wins or fails, you know?
So not a whole lot of, like, player props yes. because of what it is. Because we asked the question – your preseason honesty, Mac, and you'd kind of put some questions up there for us to answer. And you said, how much of this game will you watch and what is there to watch? I want to see if Gardner Minshew can put a drive together, because yeah. we always have the fear that there's going to be a play where your quarterback's going to get dinged up and mm-hmm. he's going to be fighting with Andy on the sideline to get back in there. And Andy's going to be like, hang on, huh? And, you know, put Gardner Minshew in there and see if he can sustain a drive until they can get Patrick's ankle wrapped up or, you know, get him checked out in the blue tent, make sure he's okay to go. You can bet Gardner Minshew to throw a touchdown pass on his first offensive drive is plus 400.
Okay.
Mac, you want to throw $5 down on this one? It says Jalen Royals to score a touchdown on his first offensive Ooh. Drive plus 1,200.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good one.
If Hollywood ain't playing
and Rashee Rice doesn't play and Travis Kelce doesn't play, somebody got to catch the ball.
Yep.
We like our guy Jalen Royals. Like, we all three like him. Bob's still pissed he didn't wear 85.
I just don't understand that one. I mean, you want to talk about easy money, dude. Yeah, like, seriously. It. Who's wearing 85 right now? Isn't it Bringing Stool?
Tanyan. It's Tanyan.
Yeah, obviously, that number will be available here soon. And then he can take Royals 85, you know, when they do kind of the jersey swap right before the start of camp, you know, or before the start of the season.
I mean, it's just going to be like him, Sky Moore, Tyquan Thornton. Remigio.
Could be a good night for Sky Moore, man. Here's what I'm saying. I'm rooting for Sky Moore to go out there and dominate.
Because you want to be able to trade.
That's exactly right. that's the logical way to look at it. Because I think right now, if Brett Veach were to call, well, he could probably pull it off on Jerry Jones because that guy's clueless. Had the cure for cancer for all these years, apparently, right? I mean, that's what he said in that documentary. and so you could call Jerry Jones and pull the wool over his eyes because he doesn't know what's going on when it comes to football stuff and maybe get a pick or two for Sky Moore. But I wouldn't imagine the rest of the NFL is calling about Sky Moore. They know he's probably going to be released. So if he goes out there and dominates, you know how we are. We see one game, we all lose our minds. That'll get the buzz going with Sky Moore, and maybe it'll make another team saying, yeah, we know he's probably going to get released, but we'll give you a seventh-round pick because we want him and we want to make sure that we get him. We feel like he can help our organization. So that's why you want Sky Moore to go out there and have a really nice night. So it ups his stake and stock, and you can say, yeah, maybe we can trade Sky Moore and get something for him as opposed to just releasing him and then trying to hide him on the practice squad and all this kind of stuff.
Gardner Minshew, last preseason game, did have a rushing touchdown, right?
Believe so.
For him to have a rushing touchdown on his first offensive drive, plus 3,500.
Damn. Those are huge. Huge odds. I don't know. I'm not going to touch that.
Okay, all right.
I'll touch the Royals one, though. I like Jalen Royals for a touchdown. That'd be great.
Opening drive touchdown.
Yeah. Which makes sense, I guess. He's not going to play much longer than the first quarter, I'd
imagine. Jalen Royals scored a touchdown on his first offensive drive.
Yeah.
First play of the game, play action goes deep, boom. Gardner hits him for a 70-yard touchdown.
Yes, please.
Tell you what,
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this from the text line from the 660. Micah Parsons for Sky Moore. I'm in. I'm with you. You could probably get Jerry Jones to do that because he thinks his name is Michael Parson. Yes. So if Brett calls down there and says, hey, old man, I'll give you Sky Moore. Sky's the limit. He can do more. And you give me Michael Parson, let's do that. Okay. And the deal's done. We get Micah Parsons for Sky Moore. I love it. You could absolutely bamboozle Jerry Jones at this point.
I like the positive thinking. I think if Sky Moore went out and had 100 yards and two touchdowns, I don't think anyone would even touch him. But I will say that thinking for FAU, 100%.
Yeah, maybe that. But I don't think they're ready to move on from FAU. Remember, he had that redshirt year. Last year was really his first year. I mean, you guys are ready to move on from draft picks really fast. And
Wait, why? I guess I'm missing that. What was the redshirt year?
His rookie year. He didn't really play his rookie year. So we don't have much of a...
But that's because he wasn't good.
Yes and no. I mean, he was... They didn't need him that year, you know.
They needed another pass rusher. They needed depth.
They were not going to play him at all that first year. I feel like I remember, like, he was always going to be like a redshirt type of guy, and so they didn't really have that first year. And then he had last year, obviously. But we don't get away from draft picks in this league. Okay, those are the cheap guys. Those are the guys that don't make any money. Those are the guys you put your time and effort into. Stop cutting first round draft picks on year two and year three. They're just not going to do it that way, and it makes them look bad too from a draft standpoint. You're cutting your first round draft pick after year two, it makes you look bad. So they'll keep these guys around because that's how you keep the salary cap also where it is. A lot of the young guys that you believe in. And so if you believe that this organization can coach guys up, we haven't seen enough of FAU to say it's done here in Kansas City. We want to immediately in baseball, we want to give everybody 17 years to get good. And in the NFL, we want to give them one preseason and then cut their ass.
Two full years.
I think
you're kind of scratching off the first year as a pass. You're just giving him a pass. I'm not doing that. So I'm saying 2 years. You've made one play, maybe. You know,
like he's also a first round draft pick that doesn't make any money. So you know that's a guy that you do keep on your roster.
That's fair.
Know?
No risk.
Yeah.
No risk, possible reward.
Yeah, like are you asking me now if we're picking up a fifth year? No, we're not doing something like
fair
that.
Enough.
But at this point in time, I'm not cutting a first round draft pick that I have really hardly any cash invested in.
Yeah, that's true.
I also go back to the Kingdom documentary where they said, if you don't figure it out, Andy Reid won't have any room for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's worded differently, but it's like Andy Reid demands perfection. Like, that's why, like, when they were showing him coaching in those training camps, he's like, you can't do what Andy Reid asks. Like, he'll find somebody else that will.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you look at when you look at FAU, and I think you also look at that when you look at guys like Kingsley or, you know, players like that, that if you're given opportunity, like Sky Moore. We have, in my opinion, I understand that he's not making a ton of money, but you have guys on this team in his position that are showing that they can figure it out in quicker amount of time. And sorry that that room is a tight room of talent. Yeah, you've had 3 years to figure it out.
It wouldn't have to be a tight room, though, if he played better.
Yeah, exactly.
Sky Moore, though, is in year, what, four now?
This will be year four.
Yeah, so that's a different story than a guy who
didn't have a catch last year.
Because how long did Breland Speaks last? 3 years?
I don't know. No, maybe 2 years.
And he was a second round,
first or second pick. He was definitely a second round.
Yeah, he was a second round pick. And they swung and missed on him, obviously. But I don't think they've swung and missed on FAU yet. I'm not ready to say that. I haven't seen enough, you know, out of that guy to say.
Which could be a problem.
1 year. Breland Speaks only played 1 year?
1 year.
Yeah, he stunk, though. Like, he was bad.
And that's the thing is, like, normally if you stick to the narrative, because if you compare baseball to football, which you've done earlier in the show, where, like, 10 games in baseball is, like, 1 week in the NFL.
Right.
Well, 1 year in the NFL is essentially, like, 4 years in baseball. Like, it's just, like, to me, like, the way that, like, if you're a first-round pick, the narrative around a first-round pick is, can you impact and can you be immediately valuable to this team? So far, no impact, and so far, no value to this team from FAU.
Yeah.
So, big year for him.
And also, too, though, I still don't understand why we made that pick. I do understand why we made that pick, because it was here in Kansas City, and you wanted to make that pick. And so, they picked that guy, but should they have picked that guy,
right? No.
And so, now that you're in that quandary as well, in that quagmire, you're like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We really didn't want to draft somebody, but we did. We could have traded. We could have made it, but we were here in Kansas City. So, I would imagine they're going to give him every opportunity to go out there and have success. And again, I'm not ready to write him off yet. I don't think we've seen enough out of FAU yet to say this guy is done in just what's beginning year three. But that's just my opinion on that.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a goddamn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
So somebody says, don't mean to be thanks, Coach, but we have to play the sound anyway. It's pronounced Tanyan, or Tunyan, not Tanyan.
It's pronounced not going to be here much longer.
Oh, I think he'll be here.
So there's our thanks, Coach. Mac, why don't you hit it?
One word.
First name is blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
This guy gets the rest of the month off from the 913 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. If I was a GM, I'd only draft Hall of Famers. Not sure why all these teams don't use this strategy.
Yeah, come on.
Exactly. We make it sound so easy to draft. And Brett has made it look easy. He's made it look easy.
That's why
when he has one, you're not sure. And you're like, oh, my God. But as Kling always used to say, guys can get better.
Absolutely.
It's possible.
I just think it's fair to say that it's been a complete zero so far and a complete miss.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm not ready. Both can be true.
Yeah, both are. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we got K-State fans on the text line mad at me, but that's okay.
No, look, has he done anything? No. That's proof.
And
but am I ready to quit this guy? Hell no.
And that's completely fair.
Yeah.
Completely fair.
And I do think that Big Bob's Beeper's Tunyon is going to be on this team.
I think so, too. I think they keep four tight ends.
Kelsey, Gray, Wiley, and Tunyon.
I think so.
Bringing stool.
I know.
And I think Tunyon's ahead of Wiley.
I think so, too.
Wiley's also still battling back from that injury. I mean, and then that's the knee injury, so you know that's at least another year mentally before he gets back to where he needs
Plus,
to be.
Plus, nobody realizes how good Funyuns are until they have them again. Yeah. So
they are good.
Why haven't they come out with other flavors of Funyuns? Why haven't they?
They do.
Yeah, they have like fire hot Funyuns.
They do. I was gonna say, why not like a flaming hot Funyun?
They do have those.
They have like a
sour cream and onion one too.
Yeah, sour cream and onion is great.
That's the normal flavor of Funyun. Sour cream and onion.
It was like a steak Funyun that I had. It was really good.
Really?
I gotta ask my friend because he just had it and I had some from his bag.
Steak Funyun.
It was like some sort of steak Funyun.
It reminds me of this beer that I had in Boston at the Sam Adams Brewery, and it was a brewery beer only. And they said it tastes like a porterhouse.
Okay.
And you drank this beer, and it did. It tasted like a porterhouse, right?
Yep.
And you only needed one sip of that beer.
Okay.
So I'm comparing, like, I've got this flavor sensation still in my head from 20 years ago about what that beer tasted like. And if the Funyuns tasted anything like that beer, the steak-flavored Funyuns, I'm out.
There are six other flavors of Funyuns.
Oh.
There are Flamin' Hot Funyuns, Spicy Queso Funyuns, Steakhouse Onion Funyuns.
That's what I was talking about.
Wasabi Funyuns, Chili and Lemon Funyuns, and then Sour Cream and Onion Funyun. That's a good word to say.
Sour Cream and Onion Funyun.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Funyun?
Flaming Hot or the original.
Or the Ridge, yeah, honestly.
What there was another one in there that you said, the steakhouse one.
That's what wasabi?
Yeah, the wasabi
one. I've not had that.
I think that one would be good if it's as good as the wasabi almonds are. Mm,
those are so good.
Oh, they're great.
I like to suck on those.
Yeah.
Okay, one word. Let's carry on. Chiefs preseason game 2, one word.
Required.
Okay. All right, we spent
matinee? No, that's not a matinee. It's the opposite of a matinee.
Yeah.
That's a red eye.
It's a red eye for sure. Okay.
Inebriated.
We'll keep rolling through here. Royals, this weekend. One
big
word.
Must have.
That was great.
I don't know. Crucial?
Yeah.
I mean, continue to fight the way they did in that series. I mean, being in that game on Wednesday and seeing the 5-0 spot in the first, and then all of a sudden it was 5-3. I'm like, weirdly to say this as the delusional Royals fan, they're not out of this game. And boy, they were not. And then it got to Estevez in the 9th, and then it was over.
Yeah, we need more out of Lugo, though, going forward, man. He can't continue to be this guy that's pitched since his contract, giving up 7 runs a game. Like,
I saw somebody put a picture up and said, since Lugo got his extension, and it was a picture of Brad Keller.
Well, that's not fair.
Come on.
I mean, Lugo's got to be better, though. I mean, everybody wants to blame Estevez. Estevez? We're down 5-0 before we even grabbed a bat.
We can go get that general guy again, and he can come in the 9th.
Yeah, what happened to that guy? What was his name? General Motors?
MacArthur.
MacArthur. Is he still
George
around?
George the General MacArthur.
What about the other guy went on the DL again, too? That Schreiber guy, didn't he? Hunter Harvey?
We'll never see him.
Hunter Harvey's gone. Big 12 voted 15-1 to issue 15-yard penalties to teams after a third instance of throwing items on the field. Texas Tech, their AD, Kirby Hokut, said, well, the rules can change, but our tradition will not. He's speaking to throwing tortillas on the field. One word to the AD staying true to the school's tradition.
Stud. For now, until they get a 15-yard penalty, and it costs them the game, and then they lose, and then there's no more tortillas on the field.
Yep. Right?
Yeah, I think they're worried about not being tortillas and being tordildos because we're seeing what's happening in the WNBA. They're trying to nip this in the bud as quick as possible. But, yeah, I mean, a tortilla is harmless.
Yeah, but it's definitely targeted at Texas Tech because they throw the tortillas on the field after every touchdown, which is awesome. I mean, that's cool. My sister went to the University of Pennsylvania. They would throw toast on the field, whatever it was, for that kind of stuff. Those traditions are cool.
Very fun.
Stop messing with traditions, right?
I didn't think about that, though, Dusty. That may be...
I didn't think about that part, too, but I know this has been kind of quietly talked about for years with this Texas Tech tortilla thing.
But also college students on a Saturday night. Now with this happening, I didn't think about that. Careful, guys.
It's also not...
Did you imagine they threw one and like suctioned on a helmet?
Yeah, that would be outstanding. but they're not throwing oranges or apples or things that can hurt people. We're tossing tortillas on the field.
You think Buffalo fans will get mad when they throw snowballs at Patrick Mahomes when he comes in as the 7th seed, limping in as a wild card because the dynasty's over and all these other quarterbacks are better and Mahomes gets thrown snowballs at him again?
Yeah.
It's a perfect 15 yards.
So you got 3 opportunities to throw tortillas and then they start penalizing you.
Perfect segue into another dumb take about Mahomes. Here's Rob Parker.
Oh, he stinks.
Patrick Mahomes is not.
Rob Parker stinks. Seriously.
N-O-T,
like,
a tier one quarterback.
Just stop. Please. Ooh, it's Friday, dude. Seriously. We're not playing idiots anymore.
I just went from midnight to 6.
I mean,
Heartland, I need to come by after work today, after that rip. I got low T, I got ED, I got low ear hearing.
We'll listen to it later. It'll be my Richard of the week.
I mean, when you started playing that, I'm not going to lie, I got sick to my stomach. Like, I can feel the anxiety building inside. Like, I just want to go knock some sense into the world.
Can you play how he says Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick
again?
Mahomes!
Oosie. Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes.
Like, why? Like, why do you... Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes.
Boy, he really... That Rob Parker does stink.
Yep. Now he's making a living off of that take.
Right, which is...
For the next while, as long as he can make it.
But again, it goes back to what Dusty was saying about Lewis Riddick and how much he enjoys Lewis Riddick, and I do too. And yeah. Lewis Riddick's biggest problem is he doesn't say stupid things to get noticed.
And he's still done okay for himself.
He has, but imagine if he was a hot take warrior, man. He'd be on every episode of Get Up and Greeny and whatever all that kind of stuff is.
He'd have his own show.
He probably would, but he's not a hot take guy. He's an astute football mind that tells it like it is, but nobody wants to hear that. They'd rather hear this guy go, Patrick Mahomes is not a tier one quarterback. Okay, thanks. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Thank you for that. Wow, that was a earworm or whatever they say. What a waste of airspace.
Did you say we should wake up and take greenies?
Something like that, yeah.
Like, I mean,
after that take, I'll take anything.
Yeah. We do it every week. On Friday, we do the Out of Left Field question. This is easy because I think Mahomes fits this category for
Patrick
a lot of people.
Patrick Mahomes!
No doubt. Who is your guilty pleasure athlete? We've all got one.
I know exactly who mine is.
Right. Who is your guilty pleasure athlete? 913-586-7965. You know the number all too well. That is the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. What is your all-time guilty pleasure athlete? We'll answer that question on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Into a final segment of the 7 o'clock hour on a Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. On the other side of the break, I had asked what we always do every Friday, which is the out of left field question. I asked a very simple question because I think we all have these. I think a lot of them are Patrick Mahomes from the national media. I think they just disguise it with bold takes that are a little bit too hot for my taking.
Just bad and dumb.
And I like spice. And so I asked, you know, who is your biggest guilty pleasure of an athlete?
My neighbor immediately texted me, Daniel Sorensen.
Really?
It's a good one.
Everybody kind of did not like Dan Sorensen. And he was, some people go back to that Texans playoff game or they go back to the interceptions where he was doing the Dan Sorensen dance.
I mean, the Texans and Brown playoff games probably don't get won without Dan.
So we asked the text line 913-586-7965. Who is your biggest guilty pleasure athlete when it comes to the world of sports?
Yeah, mine is very easy. I think you probably know who mine is.
Guilty pleasure athlete?
Yeah. We'll ask Carrington. He came in. Hey, okay. My wife left the book for you. Did you get the book? Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
No, I didn't know. He said Bob wants you to go in there. And I was like, okay. That's what he told me.
Your guilty pleasure athlete? Just answer the question and
it can be now or all time.
Peter Ward for Florida State.
Oh, okay. Good one.
Peter Ward for Florida State. If you were there for Peter Ward at Florida State, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He was amazing. Yeah,
there's not a KU player that maybe in the day was like, damn.
Like Thomas Robinson after he had that nice clean block.
Because, like, mine, to be
fair.
Where
are you going? Wait. Why are you leaving, man? Like, we were just having a conversation.
Like, I grew up a KU fan. Like, my dad brainwashed me in basketball as I got older and started doing, like, this sort of job. You kind of lose that fizzle. I think that's a fair take. Like, you lose your sports, like, horniness that you were as, like, a child.
And I don't got nothing to do with that. I'm not over there.
And I'll be fair with you. Like, Marcus Denman was one of those guys that, like, when he would play for Mizzou and hit that corner three, I'm like, God, it'd be great to have that guy on the team.
I like Devontae Graham.
Okay.
There aren't many KU players like, oh, yeah, I like him.
Did you like Frank the Stank Mason?
Not like I like Devontae Graham. I didn't really have a positive or negative feeling about Frank Mason, but like I like Devontae Graham.
See, I always liked Quinn Snyder. I always liked him more than Roy.
Hell yeah. I met Quinn Snyder, and I don't know if he was even in the room or in the universe at the same time. I mean, the dude was just sweating bullets and didn't even know if he was talking to me or not.
I love Quinn,
he wasn't sweating bullets. He was, he was detoxing. Yeah. That's what we found
His
out.
Nose was clogged. What are you doing up here early?
I got to work on Sirius at 8 o'clock. You know I got to work at 8 o'clock.
You're late.
No, I'm not late.
He's 10 minutes early.
I'm on time. Okay. I would be preparing right now, but I had to come in here and talk to you about sports horniness.
You didn't.
No, you didn't. You decided you brought it up again.
I just wanted to tell you, Jen left that book for you. That's all. We didn't have to do that on the air.
Carrington Harris to the drive, 2 to 60. You got a full show today or what? About time. Jeez. Yeah. You got more off days than Cody Tapp.
Well, let's not go that far. So do you know who my guilty pleasure athlete is?
Can you give me the sport?
Well, it's football. I think you guys should know this.
Abdul Carter?
No,
Lamar
not
Jackson.
Yet. Yes, nailed it.
Okay.
Yep.
But that's not, yeah.
No, it's a guilty pleasure. I love Lamar. I will watch all of that stuff, you know?
I feel like out of the three quarterbacks that are the most competitive to Patrick Mahomes in the AFC, Lamar gets the pass. Like, we hate Joe Burrow in Kansas City. We hate Josh Allen in Kansas City. But then, like, Lamar Jackson, you're like,
I don't hate Josh Allen.
I don't know if people hate Josh Allen. Maybe that'll start this year because of all the talk from national narratives. But yeah. I think we all like Josh Allen.
I don't think there's a hate for Josh Allen. The Joe Burrow hate is because he plays with that organization and the fans and everything. And like they those people act like they're millionaires and they're the Beverly Hillbillies of the NFL.
This comes from the text line as a diehard 39-year-old Chiefs fan. I hate that I love Charles Woodson.
It's a good one. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. There's some like a Tim Brown back in the day. How did you not love that guy? Right.
I mean, new one for me is going to be Ashton Jeanty. That's going to be a guilty pleasure on the Raiders. Sure. Ladd McConkey on the Chargers.
I'd love me some Ladd. Gosh, fantasy football really helps with this yes. whole guilty pleasure thing.
Did you see Michael Penix changed his name?
Yeah, Michael Penis.
Yeah. wow. I mean, I'm surprised it took this long for a TV station to do that, but he's kind of in getting into that category of like guilty pleasures. Bo Nix, you know, two guys that I kind of like coming out of the draft that did fairly well last year. Like, all right, I feel like a proud pop on this one.
Yeah.
Somebody said that is a really guilty pleasure. Somebody says Patrick Reed. Ugh.
The golfer?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a guilty pleasure though. Like everybody says that you shouldn't like that. Like music wise, like I'm way too old probably to like the 1975, but I don't care. I like their tunes.
Oh, they're so good.
Their lead singer is a little controversial.
Whatever.
Matty Healy.
Yeah.
The guy that dated Taylor Swift before Travis Kelce.
For like 2 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody says Adrian Peterson. Somebody says Oil Can Boyd is my
That's
guilty
a good
pleasure.
One. Yeah.
Fred Taylor from the Jags running back. That's an old school shout out.
Okay.
I think my current guilty pleasure is Brock Bowers.
It's a great one.
One, he listens to the show because I said he's got to bring it home. He's bald. He took it out. He's gone. New day.
Well, he had to. He looked terrible with the hair.
Yeah, he was gone. Bad. You can't fight what.
I mean, first year in the NFL, people got around him and goes,
yeah, what's going on?
You want to make money off the field? This has got to go, bro.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, hey, man, this is the Lord telling you that he did not give you hair.
21 years old, 22 years old. That's happening.
Him with the hair, he looked like he was ready to retire.
Exactly.
I think this is a really good one, a really good local guilty pleasure. Mine is Von Miller, which is justifiable when he was just a Bronco.
Yeah, I don't think that's a guilty pleasure. I think we all like Von because he's a huge fan of DT.
That's fair.
And once he said that and then gave everybody cases of wine in the league every year or in the division every year, I think Von's an easy one to like.
I grew up an A&M fan, so I was always rooting for him.
Someone says her guilty pleasure is Tiffany Stratton. It's Tiffy time. WWE. Sorry, guys. I'm a nerd. Somebody says from the 913, Jeff King.
Wow, that's a random one. That guy, 10 years in, retired the next day and went up to Montana, and nobody's heard from him since.
Start, bench, cut. Mustaches. Andy Reid, Tom Selleck, Jeff King.
Oh, Tom Selleck's the start. I mean, come on. It's Tom Selleck.
Tammy
right?
said Andy Reid's always had a mustache since the day she met him.
I mean,
did you notice the wedding photos? No mustache.
No mustache.
No mustache. There was no mustache when he was married. So there was one rule from the bride, I guarantee it.
You're going to shave that thing.
For the wedding.
For the wedding.
And then he's had it ever since. So if we ever get to talk to Andy Reid again, be like, hey, notice in the documentary, your wife had mentioned she's always known you with a mustache. But I noticed in your wedding photos, no mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen. So that's one thing you don't fight with your wife is wedding day. You don't want Bridezilla. You don't want that challenge. So, you know. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Happy, so.
Happy wife, happy life. You know?
No doubt. Somebody says King Griffey Jr., Muggsy Bogues, Sophie Cunningham is a lot of people's guilty pleasure. Mine would have probably been Phil Mickelson as a guilty pleasure.
No, that's a good. Yeah, nice. I always liked him because I'm left-handed, and when I tried to play golf, you know, I was like, I'm a lefty, you know, whatever.
Tiger Woods was basically the Chiefs of golf, where you're like, can somebody just beat him?
No, I was never like that, though. I never wanted Tiger to lose. Never rooted against Tiger, never wanted the dominance to end. Yeah. Loved every minute of it.
Shawn Michaels, if that counts, LOL. Yeah, you must have been a Stone Cold Steve Austin fan. Somebody says Jose Canseco.
That's a good one.
He was just, man.
Talk about a bitterman. Didn't make much money playing because he kind of played at the end there when all the salaries started to go up. And then, you know, well,
somebody
he's out here yelling about steroids trying to get everybody to listen to him.
Should I? Is this a guilty pleasure to be a fan of Mookie Betts?
No, I think it's fine.
Like, Boston could have given him the bag, didn't? To a World Series ring later. Probably at the time has been one of the top three best baseball players in baseball.
The Padres of the last 5 years have been a guilty pleasure for me. There's no more fun team to watch, and maybe all of sports, right, than the San Diego Padres. Yep. Everything they do is fun, exciting. It's great.
This might strike a nerve for you, Bob, in a good way. I love Steve Young from the 816 because I also am a lefty.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, because there's not a lot of us growing up. And when you see somebody that's left-handed, you know, except for a pitcher of baseball, but other sports, like, there's not a lot of left-handed shooters, not a lot of left-handed quarterbacks, not a lot of left-handed anything in this world.
Michael Phelps.
That's a good one. Did you see him teaching the Ravens how to swim the other day?
That was cool.
That was really neat.
How
is that
a guilty pleasure, though?
Because maybe you're not supposed to watch swimming all the time, but maybe you're looking up YouTube videos on Michael Phelps beating a shark.
That's true.
Somebody says 785. My guilty pleasure is Jose Bautista. Psych.
He follows everybody on Twitter, yet everybody hates the guy.
Yeah. Guilty pleasure athlete tap gold and one in versus one basketball. Tank Abbott from the 785. I haven't heard that name in forever. And then someone says Lance Stevenson. When he blew in LeBron's face, it's still one of the funniest things of all time.
So funny, dude.
Name another thing Lance Stevenson did.
Exactly.
Crossed a lot of people up with his dribbling skills.
Lost to Michael Beasley in a 1v1.
Coming from an Iowa Hawkeye fan, my guilty athlete is Cooper DeJean.
Oh. There we go.
That's a good one, because that dude picked off Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl and took it for six.
But if you're an Iowa fan, is that a guilty pleasure, or is that just kind of rooting for your guy, right?
You're just going to be that guy.
Guilty pleasured Raider is Max Crosby.
Yep.
Yeah, I like him too. It's hard not to like a guy like that.
I almost guessed yours. If you said baseball, I was going to say Jose Ramirez.
Oh, that's a good one. I was watching him yesterday in Cleveland and Miami.
There you go.
And Jose runs off the field, and I'm looking at him going, God, I want to. And then they showed Stephen Kwan, and I'm like,
I know that I'm hard.
And everybody hates them in Kansas City, but deep down, they're like, boy, could you imagine them in Royal Blue?
I love Jose Ramirez. God.
That is our...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Out of left field question here on Fesco and Dusty. We come up an anniversary to remind you of, and then a double-sided standard that I take from a guy that used to work here, but I kind of put my own spin on it. I asked these two on this show, Bob and Mac as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.